Leading our journey today is Father Joshua Janko, an associate pastor of the Pastorate of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Church in the Diocese of Lafayette in Indiana.
Thank you for connecting with me as we journey together for a few minutes. Once again, I will reflect on the Gospel of the day in our daily Mass readings. I will end with a short teaching on the Eucharist as we are still in the Eucharistic revival. The Gospel for today comes from St. John, chapter 7, verses 40 through 53. Something jumped right out to me when I read through this passage, and that is division. Jesus' message challenged the people of his day and still challenges people today. People respond to Jesus differently because people are not all the same. In this example, the reference to people wanting to seize Jesus but not doing so underlines the providential control of God over the events. Jesus' hour had not yet come, as we hear about throughout John's Gospel. Many Catholic theologians emphasize that while the crowd is divided, God's plan for salvation unfolds according to his perfect timing. Then we hear about the Pharisees, again rejecting Jesus' message and teaching. They, the supposed religious leaders of the day, are spiritually blind, which stems from their pride and reliance on human tradition. Our Catholic faith teaches us to be careful of falling into a spiritual pride and the importance of being open to God's revelation, even when this challenges the established norms surrounding us in a fallen world. At the end of this passage, we have Nicodemus defending Jesus against the rush to judgment. He points to a better practice of understanding someone before condemning them. It is a sign that Nicodemus is progressing in his faith in Jesus. The dismissal of the crowds does not deter him from believing that Jesus is the Messiah. Also, I will share some encouragement again on the Eucharist in our Eucharistic revival. I wanted to remind you that April is dedicated to the Blessed Sacrament, so that we have on our hearts to deepen our devotion to Jesus in the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the sacrament of Christ's body and blood, and a central part of our Catholic faith. How can we go deeper this month in this most august gift of Jesus in the Eucharist, which is also called the Blessed Sacrament? One resource I came across suggests Eucharistic adoration. Praying and contemplating before the Blessed Sacrament will be a blessing for us, and innumerable graces can be provided to us because Jesus is truly there for us. Mass is also very important, and we should be going to Mass each week, but how about getting to Mass one or more extra times each week? Remember that Mass is offered every single day. When we attend Mass, we are commemorating Christ's great sacrifice on the cross. Lent is a good time to attend Mass as often as possible. I would also suggest being present for benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. Perhaps your parish has a Eucharistic Holy Hour of Adoration. Thank you for spending time with me today. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.